Neil McGee, you're looking forward to your second All-Ireland. How's the buzz now ahead of this big decider a couple of weeks out?
That's good buzz. I suppose the county's gone a bit mad since last week, and I suppose it's a good thing. It's nice to see everyone in a good mood, and everyone's buzzing around the place, so it's good.
Obviously, Donegal went into the Dublin game as underdogs, but within the squad and within the camp, was it there that yous knew all the time that yous were going to beat Dublin?
We didn't know we were going to beat them. We knew if we performed and we executed the game plan, we'd be having a good chance. And thankfully, it worked out in the day, you know. So we were quietly confident that it would work out for us, you know.
And what an occasion to do it on as well in the All-Ireland semi-final. And for Donegal football, having the Miners and all the Gador boys part of it as well, it was a fantastic occasion and one that will be remembered in the history of the sport here in the county.
Oh, I definitely. It was a great day for the county, especially with the Miners. I suppose Jim came in and told us the Miners after one, so gave us a good boost going into the game. And I suppose we didn't start too well, but We picked things up and we managed to get over the line.
What's different about this squad now in 2014 compared to that of 2012? Is there anything different within it, and I suppose your approach to matches and how you are feeling there?
No, I think we've always used the same principles. So maybe two or three different personnel, but everyone's along the same lines and the same kind of principles we used all along. Maybe tweak a few things here and there, but it's more or less the same, you know.
What about the excitement within a player heading into an All-Ireland final? Is there anything different about this one than what there was going into the 2012 decider? Because it was the first in, 20 years, and it was a first for you. Now, all of a sudden, you're back 2 years later going for your second.
No, well, I suppose Jim had us fairly relaxed going into the first one, and it'll be no different this time. I suppose today, just kind of getting all the formalities out of the way, then you have 2 weeks then and just put the head down and kind of going to shut down there for 2 weeks and just zone in on the game. You know?
Obviously, you're not going to tell us what goes on in the training camp, and you headed away to Johnson House. You're going to do the same this time around, but that is so important, Neil, for the squad to get away, and that's, I suppose, where all the main points in the plan is tweaked.
Well, I suppose Jim will lay down a plan now and we'll work it when we're away, so it's good to get that time away, even to get proper recovery, proper food into you, and it's a great few days to get away. You get a lot of work done, you know.
Now looking forward to the All-Ireland final, Kerry are the opposition. I suppose they're the tradition side of the All-Ireland Championship. They've lifted the Sam Maguire on more occasions than any other county, and if there was a game that was going to be a big one on the decider, I suppose you can't get any bigger now than Kerry.
Oh no, I suppose Kerry are there, and they're the cream of the crop, and you suppose growing up, you're always carrying all Ireland's, and it's kind of hard to believe now that you're facing them in 2 weeks' time in an All Ireland final. But we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah. What sort of challenge do you expect to come with Kerry? Will they be more physical than that in Dublin, or will they try to play more football? Or
Kerry, they're kind of mixing it well. They're very physical this year, as well as playing a lot of football. It's kind of probably have their own style, and They really took the game to Mayo in the middle third, and not a lot of teams can say that they've done that against Mayo. But we'll have our work cut out for it.
And yourself and your brother, the partnership at the back, done tremendous work against Dublin, and you're going to have to replicate that again, I suppose, and trying to keep Mr. Donoghue and Mr. Donoghue quiet.
Oh yeah, look at, I suppose James O'Donoghue's probably has been the player of the year, he's the foreign player in the country at the minute, and I suppose Donoghue's come in now this past couple of games, and he's given them that even more of an edge there. So it's a massive task.
And just finally, Neil, you're back in an All-Ireland. Was that part of the master plan at the start of the year? Was that something that was set out? Or maybe when was the first time that an All-Ireland was mentioned to this group of players by Jim?
The way we do it, we took the league first, and after the league then we started talking about the Ulster Championship, and then after the Ulster Championship we kind of take it in three phases, you know. So we kind of went along those lines again the year, and thankfully we're still out training, so it's a good sign.
For the club as well, for Gador, it's a huge occasion with so many players involved in the minor and the senior team, and I would say things are buzzing down there as well in these couple of weeks ahead of it.
I suppose there's, nine players been in it, and three seniors and the six minors, and the parish is just buzzing at the minute, and everywhere you go it's all football, so that's a good sign, you know.